The Pat Kenny Show.
With Aviva Insurance.
On News Talk. The Pat Kenny Show.
With Aviva Insurance.
On News Talk.
The new minister with responsibility for transport safety, Jack Chambers, has said a big priority for him this year and in his new role will be a review of speed limits on our country roads, especially where a higher frequency of crashes occur. It happens to come as figures published by the Road Safety Authority showed 155 people died in incidents on Irish roads during 2022. 3 out of 4 deaths occurred on rural roads where the national speed limit applied. Shane O'Donoghue of CompleteCar.ie is with us. Hi, Shane.
Good morning, Jonathan.
There are a lot of dysfunctional speed limits out there. We know that. There was supposed to be a review and there was supposed to be a change in speed signs to bring back the black line. I don't know what happened to that, but it never materialised and we still have bonkers speed limits on roads that aren't suitable.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. And I think a lot of your listeners can message in with examples of that. I mean, I do worry about the obsession with the actual speed limits, though, because I'm sure you've seen it yourself. There seems to be very little enforcement of the existing speed limits on the roads right now. And certainly for the last few months, if not the past year, I feel like the Garda presence is too low anyway. So even if we do change the speed limits, there's no doubt, I'm not debating that, I think there are certainly roads around the country that need a review of that. I think we do need to do it in conjunction with other things like more enforcement, better driver education, and perhaps even road redesign.
Yeah, well, that's the expensive part. They're not going to do that. It's easier to change a few signs around the place. And you touched on enforcement, Shane, and clearly that is the element that is missing. We have Go Safe Vans. They do enforce it, but at the same time, they enforce it at certain spots at certain times. It's not a universal solution. And are people becoming a little bit immune to those vans, given they know where they're likely to turn up?
I think so. I think there's a serious lack of discipline on our roads right now. And the only way, sadly, I think we've shown as a country that we can't be trusted with the rules ourselves. I think the only way is more enforcement. And the fixed vans, I'm afraid, are just not doing it. They do their job in certain locations. They're theoretically only in places where there have previously been accidents and the speed has been a factor in that. So, it makes sense to slow people down where those vans are. But beyond those, I mean, there's lots of places around the country and actually the most dangerous roads around the country where there isn't room for vans, for speeding vans, and there isn't the enforcement there either. And that's a bigger issue. And you just mentioned about it's costly to do things like road changes and all that, and it certainly is. But I think there's no silver bullet to this. Putting up a speed limit sign, a lower speed limit sign, isn't going to change behaviour overnight.
Jared just got in contact by Twitter. He says, when was the last time someone can remember an accident black spot being eliminated? Many have existed for decades and still exist today despite the revenues that are collected through taxes, fines and levies. I know tourists often get a tickle out of that where they'll see an accident black spot sign and the question will be asked, well, why haven't you done something about it? We put up a sign to say that accidents happen here. There is a sense that they will avoid at all costs infrastructural changes because they'll cost more money than they would if they just put up the odd sign.
Yeah, and I think that's a major problem we have here. So who knows how many millions are going to be spent on this review of existing limits. But a change of a limit means nothing if you don't, encourage drivers to naturally slow down. And right now, it feels like it needs to be with a stick, enforcement. But it doesn't feel like we've enough Gardaí for enough enforcement all over the country. So I think we need to really rethink all of this.
Yeah. Paddy also makes the point, based on the recent Operation Slowdown, there was 99% compliance from road users for speed limits. From my own experience, it's the lack of education, poor driving standards and selfish driving styles that need to be addressed. To the Galway registered car who was up my backside yesterday evening in Cork City when I was trying to turn right and seemed to take terrible offence at that, even though I was entitled to do it. You're the kind of person we're talking about here. And yes, the speed limit in that area was 50. It is driver behaviour and there's very little we can do to stop the likes of that driver from moderating their behaviour.
You touched on a really good point there. The speed limit is, a blanket policy. But the accidents that we see are actually, a lot of them aren't necessarily because of exceeding speed limit, but exceeding an appropriate speed. And also that doesn't capture, of course, behavior. And this is something we've talked about a lot on this show, that, you know, we need better education of our drivers, and we need it earlier on in their driving career. That is not a silver bullet. That is not something perhaps the government see as an instant win. But I think we need to focus on that and teach our younger drivers earlier, much earlier, about these things.
The speed limit policy, says the texter, is nonsense. It's 80 on a motorway and 80 on a country road. Well, now, not every motorway, it's 80. There's only certain times on the M50, I think, when they drop it down to 80. But 80 on a country road sometimes makes absolutely no sense. And if you don't know that road well, the likelihood of you coming around a corner on the wrong side is increased. And three out of four deaths, that's where those kind of deaths are happening, on those rural roads, that people need to be a little bit more aware of the conditions that are out there.
Yeah, that's right. The statistics show that it's on the smaller roads that too many deaths are occurring. I mean, these roads are naturally more dangerous anyway, because you have two-way traffic, you have more narrow roads and a massive variety in conditions and roads. And that's a challenge, I think, there, because we're never going to have enough Gardaí to enforce every small road in Ireland. And also, we're never going to have enough budget to fix every small road in Ireland. So that needs some big rethinking. Mm. And just putting up a new sign saying a lower speed limit is not the fix.
Another texter says, what about the enforcement of the rules for pedestrians, hooded individuals with earphones walking straight across roads without looking? There's a real question, actually, and I might get the team to look into this. When was the last time anyone was issued a prosecution or a fine for jaywalking in this country? I guarantee it doesn't happen. I know pedestrians always have priority, that rules of the road state that when you learn to drive, the pedestrian always has the right of way because they're the vulnerable road user. But I don't think we enforce those rules at all. We must have cat's eyes on the secondary roads. They have a huge number of accidents there. Many in rural Ireland are not fit for the amount of traffic. Articulated lorries that can't pass one another. You can't possibly pass a cyclist leaving a metre and a half, says Mel. And Mel is indeed right. There is an ongoing bugbear of ours about lines. Even putting a line down the centre of the road to indicate what part of the road you should be on. We seem to have kind of gone off that idea, Shane. Certainly in Cork they have. I don't know what the rules would be like in other local authorities.
Well, the issue is, of course, that some roads it's just impractical. So if you put a line down the middle of the road and there isn't enough space on either side of that line for the cars, then it's a pointless
we used to have a line on this particular road and then they repaved it after 2010 and they kind of forgot to put the line back down.
Well, that's interesting. I don't know where that is, but there's plenty of smaller roads. Even you see it up in the Wicklow Mountains, Dublin Mountains as well, that they don't do that. And that's fine. I think what it does is it should encourage drivers to take responsibility for it themselves and, you know, to slow down and make sure they are not taking up too much space.
Poor old Jack Chambers is going into this job now thinking, I'll sort this. I'll be the one to do this. A young, enthusiastic TD. And he has the Road Safety Authority, which is a lovely little quango that will say, yes, minister, no, minister. But of course, all of this is going to fall back down to local authorities and local Garda units to enforce these changes. He's going to hit a bit more than a speed bump as he's trying to do this, because it'll be like herding cats.
Yeah, I 100% agree. And again, so ought if you put up a sign that says the speed limit's lower. I mean, it then needs to be followed up with, you know, statistics, a statistical survey of that area to see if it did anything. And they won't do that because that'll potentially not show any difference. And I think there's so many challenges, and it's such a much bigger subject than purely just the speed limits. I think the RSA, Jack Chambers, need to take a more holistic approach to it, look at the road design. It needs to be consistent road design as well, and infrastructure. That's another major bugbear of mine, that there's such inconsistency. And I don't just mean in country roads where there's very little traffic. Even in Dublin City, between one little area and another, there's massive inconsistency in how a road is designed.
Yeah, absolutely. And we'll set up another quango, will we? We'll set up the National Speed Limit Association that will sit somewhere between the RSA, the local authorities and the guards, and they can produce a report that will sit on a shelf. I mean, that's probably where we're going with this one, Jack. Best of luck with it, Jack Chambers. You'll do your best. Shane O'Donoghue of CompleteCar.ie, thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.